They got a call from, I didn't know where she was, so I went to Sophie's.
Barracuda, Dayuk.
I guess I don't know as much Aleut as I thought I did, you know, after getting with, getting together, it's kind of, it's hard. But I enjoyed it, we had a good time, and I thank Alicia for calling me, and I couldn't find where I was supposed to go. So I went to Sophie's, and where do you live for? Aleut words, I thought I knew Aleut, but I guess I don't. More than you think. So I can learn more. The reason I got to go is I'm my grandkids aren't here, so.
Who's that? Captain?
So
if it sounds like it, you see a G, it doesn't sound like a G, or if it's not, you see a P, it doesn't sound like a P, it's a B, so. So when you're trying to sound the words out. But that's what we're learning, and it's exciting. I am so excited about what it is, because like I think it was Alicia saying that you see something, yes, you know, and what I learn, I'm taking it home and teaching my son right away, and told my daughters in New York, they're all excited and they want me to send them, you know. Teach me, Mom, teach me.
So impressed with her yesterday.
That's what Gloria wants me to send them a tape. And her kids want to learn how to talk.
Tell them to come home. That's what I was just thinking.
Tell them to come home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she said they want to learn.
Would somebody else from the back row like to come up and... Spiridon, would you like to say anything about any difficulties you've experienced or successes or things you're enjoying?
Talk loud.
Oh, I thought it meant can't hear.
Talk loud.
Louder.
You didn't.
Loud, okay.
My grandma. That's what it feels like, you know, when you come in and start visiting. It's real comfortable, and we're getting kind of cozy with each other, getting to know each other better. So for us who live in Kodiak and don't often see each other, it's been refreshing that way. The difficult part is how disappointed I was when I heard myself repeating the words on tape and realizing what lousy Aleutic I speak. And just trying to encourage myself to keep going. And then the second difficulty is just retaining what I'm learning, trying to remember what I'm learning.
I keep looking, you know, like Alicia, she drives down the road, she remembers things, and I just have sort of this question mark above my head, because I can't remember. It's like, I knew, I learned that. What is it? What is it? So, same experience, but different response.
Okay, we got one last person here in Kodiak, and that's Lori.
Where is your phone? I dropped it, huh?
Cat
food,
too.
Hamburger patties, box.
But to remember when you
say two, bird seed, pizza.
Say it, but you don't
milk,
remember. But
cat milk box.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go ahead and call people by name out there in Old Harbor, but has anyone else signed on that we haven't heard from yet? Okay. So we'll start out with Paul Kohutak. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, is there anything that you'd like to tell us about any frustrations you've had or things you've really enjoyed about the session so far?
What you like and what you don't like about these.
No, I like it. You know, everything's going good here. You know, you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Anything else you'd like to say before we move to the next person?
Kayo?
Anything else you want
to
say?
Was there anything else that you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, then next I'm going to ask George Inga. George, is there anything that you've really liked about the sessions or anything that you found frustrating or difficult?
No. Everything is going along pretty good. My students are learning pretty good, and the way we do it is when they start learning something, we got to do it over and over again for a couple of days, and that seems to work real good. Okay? Nidak nga. You hear me? Nidak nga.
George. Next, we're going to ask Rolf. Rolf, do you have anything to say about the question I've been asking?
Yeah. Everything's coming along good, and I'm learning. And what I'm learning, I'm taking home, and my kids are learning. And I don't have anything that I don't like about what we're doing, because this is really wonderful. And I'm enjoying it, and it's pretty good. Thank you, Kuyana.
Next, how about Georgine? Georgine, would you like to reply to the question, or would you like me to say it again?
No, that's okay, April. I'd just like to say that I am having a good time too. I enjoy very much getting together with my team. It's fun to do a good break from everything else. So we're just, and the other thing is that sometimes it is the time issue again, but we're doing it. We sure are doing it.
Anna Georgine. And last in that same team is Olga. Olga, would you like to respond to the question?
Oh, yeah, we've been having a great time. It's the highlight of my day to get together with the rest of my team. We enjoy ourselves. We get silly sometimes. I find it easier for me to learn if I could look at it. So a lot of times I write things down, and but I don't stay with that for a long time. Once I learn it, I don't need to use that page again. But it's been really exciting. I've been using what I've been learning in my classroom as well. And I have my kids translating. They're really cute in my classroom. I have one little boy. He's always saying in English whatever I said in Aleutic. It's fun. That's all I have to say.
Olga. Moving on to our other team in Old Harbor. Mary, would you like to talk about anything you've been really enjoying about the sessions or any frustrations that you've had?
Okay, I'm having fun here with them, and Aluti's doing little to do good. You go to garden. They're really good too. They're really good in Aluti words, and I'll let them talk to you. I'm enjoying it. I really like doing this.
And I'm Mary. And next on my list is Peggy.
I think that one of the most frustrating things for me personally is that it's hard to make some of the sounds that our native speakers are able to make with their mouth. But I know that after practicing for a while, I'll be able to make those sounds closely anyway. And then something that's really been great is just getting together is great, but we've actually been learning and retaining things after studying them for a while, so that's been great. Litwa Alutitsu.
Say binocle in Aleut. Yeah, exactly.
All right, next on our list is Father Yakov. Would you like to respond to the question?
We talked to Luke Easton, and most of the frustrations that I have is the ability to remember what's being learned and then differentiating from, being able to grasp what is being said somewhat different than Yupik. It's very close to the Yupik language, which is the easiest part of learning Aleutic, but the things that are different are the hardest to grasp. But sometimes to learn what's not similar to you, that's the hardest thing for me. But the successes are to be able to help the class here about how to make the right pronunciation about the way you say these words. Sometimes it's very hard to understand what's being said when it is said in an accent that's different from how I'm used to hearing it. That's probably going to be better in the long run, but that's enough.
Gwen, would you like to respond to the question?
Sure. Alut teach stun litwa, si luk twa, takut litwa. It's hard for me to find time and also for the to pronounce the words right, but it's just really great to learn, and it's really neat to have Ralphie learning on a team because we practice at home, and our kids are learning. And I thought about 2 weeks ago I would never learn the Itsy Bitsy Spider in Sukhstun, but I do know it now. So that's it, Koyana.
Koyana. Okay, so we're going to move on to our second question now, but this is going to be optional. I'm going to be asking individual teams to respond. So I'm going to not make the Old Harbor people wait this time. We're going to make the Kodiak people wait. So I'm going to ask Paul and George's team, is there any certain topics that you would like to cover in future sessions?
What?
Oh, I mean, we would cover it as a whole group. Was the question clear out there in Old Harbor?
Anything we want to talk about next time what you guys want to talk
together about? For the whole group next time on our teleconference or on our video conference? Is there a certain topic that you would like to cover?
What would you like to cover next
time? Next time?
This whole group on the TV.
Huh?
All of us.
I can't think of anything particular from this team what we need or would like to talk with everybody about. You guys think of anything? What you want to talk about with everybody?
Talk about?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk about Kodiak Island.
Kodiak Island?
Kodiak Island.
Yeah.
I'd like to
maybe some stories.
Some stories, and then to learn about the name of the places.
Oh.
You know.
Geography of Kodiak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, tell stories, but what we used to do before, in early 30s and 40s. That's what I want to learn you, my students about the past, what we used to do. Okay.
All right, Kuyana, I got that written down. Now, I'm going to ask Mary's team, did you come up with any specific suggestions on things you'd like to talk about next time, or at least sometime in the next few months?
Okay, we're thinking about it here.
One thing that I would like to see in the future, maybe we can talk about how the language could be integrated into the schools, and it's something that planned for the future. I know this is a 3-year program, and should look at that perspective too sometime in the future. Not very, very close, but if we need to talk about it later.
Okay.
Who was that?
Father
Yakov. I don't think we have any other ideas. I liked the idea of storytelling and sharing stories. That was a good idea from the other Old Harbor team. And we couldn't think of anything else. You know, we said, you guys do the thinking. Whatever you come up with will be good.
Okay, sounds good. Now I'm going to open it up in Kodiak to Sophie and Dennis's team. Do you guys have any ideas about things you'd like to talk about? What is that? He said maybe talk about Giga Fognak and the stuff that they do out there.
You know, we could talk about how everything is changing, you know.
the Kodiak ones are talking now. I guess we can't hear them.
Okay. A lot of things that used to be here before.
We hear you.
She's going to come closer.
Where is she looking?
Huh?
Where is she looking?
You could hear me?
I think they said they're coming closer to the phone now.
Example of seeing, you know, it's more of an interaction that way between the two. I don't know how you would like to set it up, but maybe just.
Well, not lava cube.
Kasaga.
But he used to call me
Kasaga.
The ideas among yourself. Something else happening.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah, go ahead.
We might put it together or in.
Nunanik Sakhtsinga. You make me happy. Yunanik Sakhtsinga.
Shakhtsinga. It says, Atru Ach Stachna.
Nunanik Sakhtsinga. You make me happy. You make me happy.
Underlined in
G. When stars are gray, you never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Nunanik Sakhtsinga. Chastun Kanugam Gan Majagatun Skyu Huamnak.
Yeah,
Tuniskyu Tunskyu.
Hey.
Dunishkyu. Dunishkyu. Majaka Dunishkyu.
To take my sunshine away.
Dunishkyu or Dunishkyu? Dunishkyu.
Dunishkyu. Majaka.
Majaka Dunishkyu.
Yeah. Majaka Dunishkyu. Majaka Dunishkyu. We got to learn it, and then you're going to sing to them next time.
Yeah, I will. I promise. Okay. I'm going to make all the
songs.
Nunanik Sakshinga. All of us sing it.
Yeah, all of us could.
Nunanik
We'll have a guitar here and play to the people in Kodiak.
That's what I'm going to order, a guitar. Mm-hmm. My daughters took mine.
Mm-hmm. You learn it good and you could sing. When I lived, it'll be no use.
My karaoke has that.
That you got it.
Not a stick.
You took the slack.
Oh.
Me took her, yeah. Me took.
Me
took.
Nuchten Amduladin. Louder? Nuchten Amduladin. That how I say it right? Knuchten amlududen amduluden.
Amduluden, you were looking.
Huh?
Loud.
Louder.
You were looking to amdul.
Knuchten amduluden.
Amduluden?
Amduluden. Amduluden.
Amduluden.
The plane landed. How you say that one again?
That's tight. Tunguskak mittok.
Tunguskak
mittok.
That's
another
luck. Tunguskak mittok.
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 I'm gonna go see if you
need
help.
Your husband?
No. Attalak. You know that. Pantoon plane. Attalak.
Attalak. That's a float plane.
Got a pontoon plane.
Attalak. Ah, I'm trying to write pontoon. I don't even know how to write pontoon. Pontoon plane. Never had to write it. Attalak.
Like cartoon. Hey, you go.
What about them little ones when it snows?
A bawang, yeah.
A bawawi?
Yeah,
oops, shoot that. Those are gray birds, you know. That's what comes only when it's time.
What?
Oops, shoot that.
Oops,
shoot that. That's the one comes. Two of them always come by the house and feed on my bird feeder.
Oops,
they eat every day. Uksulet.
Winter, yeah.
They're a little gray. They stay all winter. Iguitak. Iguitak come in May month. Iguitak. Iguitak. Ahulik. He's sick. What about them, On the beach, that lay eggs on the, with the orange.
Kiwiksak.
Yeah.
In black.
Oyster catchers?
What?
Yeah.
Kiwiksak.
Kiwiksak?
Kiwiksak.
They call them, in the beach, yeah. They call them oyster catchers.
With the long orange beak?
Yeah. Who's that one?
Summer too.
They're the ones that didn't listen when they told them not to work, you know, that week or something like that.
Holiday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some holiday. Some holiday, they told them not to work.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Blanca? Was she young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep calling.
Yeah, nothing's supposed to be working. And they worked and they got mad at him and let him lay eggs in the sand.
But you know, like in crows, they were white like sheeples. When the world flooded 40 days, God, he didn't go checking any land. He must eat the human. God got mad at him. They all turned black.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, I used to hear that. See the whole world.
Just like Japanese used to eat people, dead people.
Yeah.
You know, once them guys didn't know the war was over, and take on this, got to them, they were fat. So didn't even look like they were starving. Mm-hmm. And they found out they were eating people.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice and fat.
This guy was in his cave when he got 2 years, he didn't know the war.
He was in the cave. He was, oh, you know,
somebody found him, you know. He said, war?
Yeah.
He said, you've been over 2 years.
Yeah, quite a good job. They were out there 3-4 years and they didn't know the war was over.
They didn't even know, you know. Mm-hmm. They were hiding in India. You know, when we were kids, first time in Shearwater, long time ago, I remember them guys, raiders, these guys were don't go down there, them guys eat people.
I don't fucking
just get scared. Don't go down, you know. We told them guys, when that after tidal wave, remember Freddy was that big? We had them 40 carpenters there.
What that Freddy made me laugh, he was about that big. I was going home, I seen him by the beach, right to the edge, you know. He was standing there, don't bother nobody. Here comes Lisa Ann down the road. He spotted him and he started running and hollering at the same. Instead of going up, he went into the water. Instead of going up, he went right into the water. I told him one time.
You know, he was looking at his elbow, feeling his hands. First time he seen one of the carpet. Freddy was that big, he went over. He thought he was 30 or something. You know, going
when they were building. Me too, one time I seen a Lapak carpenter doing something on top of my roof. And there was a crow there by bothering. try to eat it.
Yeah, I remember that. They had about 40 some carpenters.
There was one Alapak. Real nice guy.
His one guy fell off right through the roof when I was 14 weeks. You know, like he always hit the pitch, you know. He always like, I ran down, you know, the tinkle lap. My partner went down, you know, like he always hit the pitch. He was right
he was kind of goofy guy. Yeah. When they work on the insulation, you know, that itchy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yes, he didn't care.
Yeah,
rubbing it on himself and it
didn't bother
him at all. Oh.
Some people it doesn't bother, huh?
No, it didn't even bother
him. Mm. You get bad stuff.
Because I know you look pale.
Do I? Mm-hmm. Paler.
Just all one color. You're still sick, huh?
Did you get sick?
I was sick last week, but not this week.
I didn't get it.
Why did you play last year? One of our
hunters.
Oh.
Picking up hunters.
Where is it?
Must
have.
Oh, it's gone?
Oh, no, it's back there still. Behind Chuck's book. Is it?
I
no.
I've seen a bright light flash.
Maybe he came to the beach side.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the boat, maybe?
I don't know. I thought he was not.
Whose boat is that little black and white one?
That's the Grands, Carl and Nina Grands.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Look like one of them boats that used to be here, David's boat.
Lady Jean.
Yeah, like the Lady Jean.
There's a lot of boats down there, I don't know whose boat they are.
Mm.
You know? There's nobody in them. There's no boat.
Is that school of ology?
School of?
School of.
I don't teach in neurology. One word speak in English. Gotta be all alone.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Gitan Yuchten.
Then Yuchten. Chucky McMichaeli Young was six stuck away. What kind of story we gonna tell? Whatever you got to learn.
But the tidal wave?
No.
No?
I don't like to talk about tidal wave.
I don't
it was bad enough. Forget about it.
Okay, groceries.
Nasu Yausku.
Those are cross. It's a red box.
All the make caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nice.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
They're pretty in caps.
How much
are they? $50.
$50. I'll probably buy one and send her one.
The red ones and the black ones, I could never keep them. They spy them fast as I put them up there.
It's either silver.
Yeah, they pay almost $200 for one of those.
Yeah, we used to get $100 for one. Even long, long time ago, back in '40s.
Even Russell, he bought one for me, $300 he paid me. That's a bad he wanted it. I don't know what he did with it. Maybe someone down the lower 48 making something.
The gum 3 cents pay, I see three of them.
You know, there was a one place where there used to be a lot of
silver gray?
Silver grays.
Cayugana?
Kashishak. Kashishak, right there. I don't know why I did. But all the fox there was there. Kashishak.
Right here's lots of silver gray right here to the Cayugana. They're hard to get though, you know, the swell in the rocks.
Mm-hmm. There were, well, whatever they get young ones, you know. One time there was a whole bunch in Kiruda, right in the
Pivot Point.
No.
Dog Bay?
Burns Point.
Oh, Burns Point.
Burns Point.
Don't, what? You can't make it. You gotta turn around.
Oh, yeah.
You turned around.
Too big a wave?
Yeah, too big a wave.
You got cartoons?
Say again?
You're not going to cry.
Kayaga. Una Kayaga.
Kayaga.
Gonna go on the boat?
Kayaga. Not the boat. Kayaga.
They talk about him like that.
That means she's gonna go
what
on there?
That?
Yeah.
Kayak.
Good.
Una Kayak.
Kalaka.
Unaka.
Karaka.
Karaka. Yeah, that's how you say
it.
Karaka.
He called it Ayao.
Una.
Like Ayao Paku.
Kala.
Nalua Sute. Nalua Sute.
Nalua
Sute. Like put your boots on or something like that?
Mm.
Or don't have boots?
Una motorcycle ka.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like
a coat.
Una motorcycle.
Una.
Una.
They're good. They're good. How do you say they're good? as if. Dudin.
Luak.
Are you okay?
Sled.
Are they okay?
To bog sled.
No.
They didn't go yet.
They come back in.
No, they're still going. They just lost about 15 minutes of time there, or daylight.
By the time you get to Pune, it will be dark.
If you went to the nail, so I can
Pune bicycle.
Bicycle.
Pretty spooky, you land in the dark with no water.
Una kayak. Una kayak. Kayak.
Forget about it.
This is my airplane. That's what he said. This is my airplane.
Una.
This is my boat.
This is my boat, my land, my fish, my name. No. Chingaro Kula.
Chingaro. Like William said, I've sailed my ship alone. Nobody tell me.
Oh, that was Wolfert's song.
I sailed my ship alone.
Yeah. That was his song.
Which one?
I sailed my ship alone.
You know, when William was alive, yeah, he used to.
So
he get mad at me.
Una,
no, no, no.